Christy from Arkansas, and I just had to share that if not for American Family Radio, I would be a lot like Elijah when he felt like he alone was left to fight evil, and the Lord told him, no, I've got so many others who have not bowed the knee to Baal. And the encouragement through AFR reminds me of that over and over, that I'm not alone. Thank you, and God bless you.
In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
Only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. And just as you heard, it is day two of Share-a-thon. It's Founders Day, and we have a Founders Day $50,000 challenge going on right now as we focus on Share-a-thon and the great things that the Lord is doing and has done. You know, we think about the founder. We think about Don Wildman and the vision that God and the dream that God put in his heart, and how it has come to fruition, and it just continues to grow. And so with me today again is my good friend Bert Harper to talk through what's going on in our world and what's going on at American Family Radio, and then to look back, because Bert was a good friend of Don Wildman. So, Bert, welcome to day two of Share-a-thon.
It's good to be with you again, Jeff, and I look forward to this day, Founders Day, because we get to listen a few more my turns by Don Wildman, and so it is a good day. And you remember what Wednesdays used to be called? Hump Day. And it's that day, and it's day two of Share-a-thon, but it's still a great day. And by the way, that number they want us to give it is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. We had a great first day, by the way, Jeff, and I know I was going and talking to Jonathan Coker, and he said it was a good day. Looking forward to a good day today as well.
Super. Well, okay, so Bert, you knew the founder, and you spent a lot of time with him. And as we've talked before on the program during a Share-a-thon, Tim Wildman, Don's son, very different personality, different leadership style. Don Wildman was a pioneer, was he not?
He really was. Again, having the privilege of serving with Don was a highlight of my life. It really was. And being on the board when great things were happening. I mean, this is when I was there when he first talked about radio, about news, about all the things that he thought God was laying on his heart. And it was great to be a part of that. And then, you know, I was able to be with him on occasions, he and I traveling to see something or talk to someone, and just to be around this man who had such a vision and the tenacity and courage to do it. I think I've said this before. He reminds me of Nehemiah in a lot of ways. He had the vision of what needed to be done, and then he had the administrative skills to bring it about. And what a combination that is. A lot of times, a lot of folks visionaries, but they're not quite, don't have the skills to bring it about. And then we have people who have administrative skills, but you know, they don't have the vision. But in Don, God placed both of those, and now the result is American Family Radio, American Family Association, making a difference in the world today.
Amen. Well, you know, when I think about it, and I know you teach this at the Fishbowl Retreat for married couples in ministry, but the four personality types, You know, you have the choleric, phlegmatic, melancholy, and I'm gone blank on the other one. Sanguine.
Sanguine.
And so just for those listeners that aren't familiar with that, the sanguine is the outgoing life of the party person. The melancholy is the very, like a CPA, very exact, kind of shy. I don't want to be around people. Let me just be in a cubicle and knock out the work. The phlegmatic is just easygoing, gets along with everybody. And then you have the choleric.
Yep.
And the choleric is a, he sees the vision and he's going to go for it. He gets lots of things done, is kind of a steamroller, which can be good and bad. You know, every one of those personality types has strengths and weaknesses. But Bert, if you were going to analyze Don Wildman and put him in one of those four camps, to me, from the outside looking in, he seems like he was very much choleric.
He was all the way. Gary Smalley did it with animals, with lions and otters and golden retrievers and beavers. And and Don, choleric, was, and the lion demonstrates that. But he also had some beaver tendencies or melancholy. He was all right alone, because during the alone time, usually you have one that is dominant and one that is, you know, recessive. And you put those together, and he had those qualities. But that choleric, that determination, the lion that was in him, it really did demonstrate and show he was a leader. And the good thing leaders really do, they bring other people along if they're really leaders. You remember how Nehemiah did it? He walked around and got the consensus, and it wasn't that he was trying to do it. He was making it happen. He had a vision, and he asked those to join him. And so that's what Brother Don did, and I'm one of those. I was privileged to come along with him and never dreaming that I would be able to be a part of AFR at this time in my life. And but what a leader he was. And so this $50,000 challenge, I just want to tell you, I think it is well worth remembering Brother Don and calling in and saying, listen, I want to make this pledge. But I also want to say thank you for Brother Don and his wife, Linda. Linda was a awesome. She balanced him out in a lot of ways. Let me just share that with you. And Tim, I know Tim well enough. He got some of his qualities from his mama. And that helps a lot. So I thank God for being Jan and myself being able to know Don and Linda Wildman. It's been our privilege to know the whole family. So Founders Day, that number 877-616-2396. That challenge is there. So make that pledge or go online at AFR.net.
Hey Bert, what would you say about Tim Wildman as far as his personality type?
Tim is, he is so dry. I love his humor. That's one reason he does Trivia Friday on Fridays. And but he is a personality. He wants to hear the sides, and then he'll make that decision. And he's not one of those that has to oversee everything that's going on. Brother Don would look and see, what's the thermostat set on? Oh, that light's off, on, we don't need it on. And here's what Tim does. He makes a good decision on the front end of the people that come to work here, and he sets you free to do that work. But he is so personable. Like when you go on the trips with him and you're there in the, well, right now the Holy Land, Israel is out. But if you go on the, you know, I would say the heritage tours to D.C., and they're working on one to Boston, I understand. You know, he and Allison are so helpful. He has that spirit of helping people and getting to know them. Different, but yet still has the vision that Don had of making a difference in this world we live in.
So, Bert, if you had to say his dominant, would it be sanguine?
It is sanguine. He's got a little bit of that. What is it? Phlegmatic in it. He's more laid back than you know, and you combine that sanguine and phlegmatic, I think you have Tim. Now those that do the animals, that means he's the otter with the golden retriever. So I think that would describe him.
Yeah, very good. Well, the theme of Share-a-thon for this fall Share-a-thon is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. which says this: will you not revive us again? It's a prayer that your people may rejoice in you. Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Now, Bert, we talked about revival and how we are in desperate need for revival. Revival is what comes to a Christian. The results of revival, Christians get right with God, and the spillover is evangelism. But revival is not really geared at an unbeliever. You can't revive somebody who's dead. You revive somebody who's alive, and you get them excited about Jesus again.
Amen. I heard one evangelist, and I don't know who it is. When you've been around as long as I have, you can't remember when you first heard it, but said you can't revive somebody that hadn't been revived.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
And so here I would say this, the revival works into an awakening, and the awakening is the Christians, yes, responding and growing, and then ministry happens, and that ministry is missions that results in so many things like evangelism. The Bible societies that started, most of them started out of awakenings, and even everything that you see, the education system in early America was stemmed from mostly the first great awakening, and then when the second great awakening came along, it came into what we call the wilderness. Back then, the wilderness was Kentucky, Tennessee, you know, just in those areas.
Right.
But God did such a work during those times, but it started with the church coming alive as they turn away from sin and turn to God. It's one of the greatest studies. I remember studying that in church history. It really impressed me so much that we're still praying, God, do it again.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've seen revival hit in America. And Bert, I personally believe, this is just me, and I could be way wrong, but I don't think that America as a nation is going to revive where the nation is really changed. I think individuals are going to be impacted by the gospel. Christians get right. I think that'll spill over to others getting saved. I think the Lord is going to bring judgment on America, and you know, we hold that back as long as we can, and that's what American Family Association, American Family Radio does. I heard Robert Jeffress say this, and it's really true. He said, you know, there's the water of God's wrath is getting ready to break the dike and to come down and flood, you know, flood the cities. And so we're holding up the dam, so to speak, as long as we can. We know it's a losing proposition, but we're just trying to give more and more and more time for people to trust Christ before the Lord's wrath comes, because we know God is a holy God, and his wrath will not cease forever. It is going to come. In his mercy, he's holding it back, but one day the mercy of God's dam is going to give way to the wrath.
I could not disagree with that. I agree with that. And yet we see God doing this in pockets, in remnants, in places. And yesterday I had the privilege of talking to Bishop E.W. Jackson, who I dearly love. And he said the other time when you look at American history was the Civil War, before the Civil War, how divided we were. But he said Abraham Lincoln came in and he could say, we read the same book or the Bible, we worship the same God. He said, we can't say that today. And that is the difficulty of today. And I think that is well expressed, what you said, what Dr. Jeffrey said. But we're doing our best to make use of the time we have. And that's what God wants to do. So no wonder this scripture, Psalm 85, 67, it's a prayer. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Listen, I agree with that. Praise the Lord. Lord, revive your church again. And AFR wants to be a pivotal part of that, Jeff. And when people call 877-616-2396 and make their pledge, they are being a part of what God is doing.
Amen. Well, the mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. And our vision is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Hey, we hold up that that dam that's holding back God's wrath. We hold it up as long as we can. That's our job. And we witness just as Noah was faithful to witness as he was building the ark. He was called a preacher of righteousness, and he called people to repentance and told them there would be salvation on the ark. Nobody took him up on it other than his own family, but that's okay. Noah was faithful, and our job as Christians is to be faithful. So I hope that you will partner with us. The number to call is 877-616-2396, or you can go online, afr.net. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. We'll be right back.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Dear friends at AFR, my wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. In the spring of 2019, I was on an extended road trip for my business here in the Southeast, manufacturing business with foreign owners that were quite difficult. At the same time, as I was on these travels, it coincided with AFR Pledge Week. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to listen to the normal lineup. But then I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was a sermon from Pastor Jeff Shreve. The topic was the sin of worrying, which I really needed to hear at that point in time. The next speaker up was Pastor Robert Jeffrey, and his topic was the same, the sin of worrying. I knew that God had clearly directed me to find the one radio station in rural Tennessee at the right time so I could hear these two messages. I didn't need to be told twice. Things came to a head in my business. Shortly thereafter, I gladly sent in my resignation. My loyal staff all did the same shortly thereafter, and they all found terrific jobs, even better after they left. Since then, my wife and I haven't regretted at all our decisions, and I'm doing a better job, I believe, of obeying the Lord's expectation to use my God-given talent as an engineer and a teacher in the topics of shop and engineering and helping young people enter careers in engineering. I can say that AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business, the needs of our aging parents, spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support these fine organizations. Thanks for all you do. Many blessings.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don through your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with my good friend Bert Harper. And it is Founders Day, and so we have a $50,000 Founders Challenge going on right now. We'd love for you to be a part of that. And I was blessed. I went online today and became part of that challenge, and Debbie and I gave. And it's a joy to give. You know, the Bible says the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And Bert, I heard something Adrian Rogers said. I know he's a favorite of yours too, but he said, you have givers and takers. He said, takers eat better, but givers sleep better.
That's an Adrian Rogers quote. Listen, those of you that do not listen to Adrian Rogers, do so. Listen, it is a joy. I would say this, you know, Jan and I, we give early and be a part of that group giving early, and we thank God for that. What a joy it is to make AFR one of your priorities. Now, again, Don Wildman would say, don't your local church? No, that's the first priority. And now there are some churches these days you might need to get out of if you're going to make it first priority. That's just Bert Harper speaking, Jeff. But anyway, if you're in a great church preaching the Word of God, teaching and equipping and doing missions, I want to just tell you, you are in a blessed place. And what a fellowship that can be. Now, no church is going to be perfect, but listen, we can follow the Lord. So here on this Founders Day, I pray that you would make that call and say, listen, I want to be a part of the challenge for our founders, because there would be no AFR had God not raised up Don Wildman, and we are remembering and thanking God for him. And that number, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net.
Well, Bert, it's exciting that the documentary that American Family Association has put together about Don's life, called Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, it's going to be available public release on November 11th. It's a very well done documentary, and just talks about how he began and how he began American Family Association. Now, it's early access for those who are part of the Great Commission Partner Project, and that's on October 28th, 2024. And to become a Great Commission Partner, visit culturewarrior.movie and donate monthly. Now, on for Share-a-thon, a one-time gift of $150 or more, we would love that, and we would love to send you a beautiful travel tote bag that just says, Revive Us Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. No, it's 80. I said that wrong, didn't I, Bert?
What?
Psalm 86.
85, 6, and 7.
Oh, I said it right. But if you become a Great Commission Partner with a gift of monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive a copy of Because These Things Matter, Tim Wildman's brand new book, along with the Revive Us Again tote bag. And Bert, with this being Founders Day, I think it'd be good for us to hear from Don Wildman himself.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
What is money? I hold in my hand a $5 bill. What is it? Is it paper with printing on it? Sure it is, but it's more than that. What is it? Well, this money I hold in my hand is a part of my life expended. This money wasn't given to me. I had to work for it. I had to give some of my life to earn it. I invested several years of my life in study and preparation for my job, and this money represents a partial return on those years of my life. This money is part of my life hired out. I did my job last month, and in return for that part of my life, my employer paid me with money. The time I spent working to earn this money is gone from my life. It can never be replaced. So then, this money represents a part of my life. A few people are unlucky enough to have money given to them. I said that right. A few people are unlucky enough to have money given to them. Most of us have to work for it. Our money, then, is a part of our life expended, spent. Not only that, but this money is a part of my life extended. I cannot go physically to hungry children in Pakistan and help feed them, but my money can go for me. It can extend my life. I cannot go to that college where young men and women are and help them in their struggle for an education. But I can send my money, and it will extend my life. I cannot go to that home where orphan children are being cared for, but I can send a part of my life by sending some of the money I earned in return for a part of my life spent. I want to have a part in these and 100 other good causes, but due to circumstances, it is impossible for me to go and help physically in every place I would like to do so. But by sending a part of my life expended, I can extend my life to those areas of need. And then, If you would go a little deeper, you would find that this money represents a part of my love expressed. This money can show my children I love them by putting food on the table, clothes on their bodies, shelter over their heads. With this money, I can provide medical care, education, entertainment, and other necessities and pleasures of life. When we give our money, we're giving a part of our life and love. We are expressing our love by giving a part of our life. This money can also express part of my love for God. There are words which say, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind." This money represents an effort on the part of my heart and soul and strength and mind. There's a great struggle in the heart of man as to the expression of love with his money. Man is naturally selfish, and it takes a stretching of the heart for him to release his money and express his love. When I give God 10%, it isn't just money I'm giving, but a part of my life and an expression of my love. What is money? Well, money we work for is a part of our lives expended, but it can also be a part of our lives extended and a part of our love expressed. What are you going to do with that money you hold in your hand?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
So we are back, and that was My Turn. It's My Turn from Don Wildman from a few years ago, and he was excellent at doing those little snippets. Bert, that's kind of like a three-minute sermon, and he did a lot of those little 3 and 4 minute sermons.
He really did. In the documentary, one of the men that became his friend has been on the board here at AFA. I've served with him as well, said, you know, his sermons was about 15 to 20 minutes, and that's shorter than mine, but he said it left an impact. And so these, my turns, you get a little bit of that, and you could hear the preacher in him with that letters, E-E-E,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
and
yes.
We notice that, don't we, as pastors?
Yeah, we do. You know, that's kind of fallen out of favor, Bert, the alliteration. You know, Adrian was big on that. John Phillips was huge on that. Everything's had to have the same letter. When I was in seminary, my seminary professor kind of told us, don't do that. You know, sometimes you struggle too hard. You come up with some word that's like, what is that? And then you have to define it with a different letter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but he was excellent at that. You know, I think that Don Wildman, we talked about his personality type, probably very similar to Jerry Falwell Sr., you know, just a visionary, a pioneer, somebody that can build something out of nothing and get people excited to come on board and join him in that endeavor. And he did an excellent job with that.
He did. Matter of fact, 1977 is a significant year in our history as America. That's when AFA was founded. Now then, as we talked about it yesterday, National Federation for Decency, but it is also when Focus on the Family with Dr. Dobson started. And you can go through those and see how God raised up a generation of I wouldn't call them trailblazers, you know?
Right.
And these trailblazers, we are right now, there's no telling where we would be in our culture had it not been for them pushing against that secular world view. And so Don Wildman was there, and you can, listen, it is worth becoming a, I'm just telling you, it's worth becoming a part of the monthly Great Commission partners to be able to get that film early and watch that film, Culture Warrior. And it is significant. It tells you about the history, how God put a vision in his heart, how God directed his steps. And there's so many, some of it wasn't told, but at very significant times in those early years, especially when finances are such a deal. They're still a deal, but in those early years, how many businesses and ministries fail in the first 2 or 3 years?
Right.
And at a significant time, there'd be a money come in the mail that would, okay, take care of that, take care of that.
Right.
And so God's hand was upon the founding of American Family Association, and his hand is still in it. So you can give with confidence that we're going to use the money as God would have us to. And that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net.
Well, there's a verse, Bert, that ministered to me when I started From His Heart Ministries, because when a ministry starts, most of the time, it is shoestring. I mean, it's kitchen table. It's you doing all the work yourself. And, you know, it slowly grows. I love the verse in Zechariah 4:10 where it says, "For who has despised the day of small things?"
Yeah.
And we may have a listener out there right now, and you're starting a business or you're starting a ministry, and it just seems so small and insignificant, and the work is overwhelming, and you're not seeing much success. Don't quit. Keep going, because if it's something that God put in your heart, that God has his hand on, he will bless it. And Bert, just like you said, when you're at the lowest point and then a check comes in, an unexpected check, boom, that shows you that God knows what you're doing and he is going to provide. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides.
And let me just do this, and I want to give some names and locations of people that have called in the last few minutes. Margaret from Glen Allen, Virginia. Deldra from Moorhead, Kentucky. Dale from Argonne, Kansas. Veronica from Texarkana, Texas.
Hey,
they come through. Hey, there's somebody that called a few minutes ago from Wink, Texas. And then Angela has called in from Dibble, Oklahoma. Don't you love these names? I'm talking about the names of the towns.
Yeah. That's Dieball.
Is it Dieball? Okay. Uh-huh. You can tell. Have you been there?
I've passed through it all the time going to Houston.
Okay. And so this is what we have here. These people have said, we want AFR to continue. Now, here's what I try to say. Others before us have been partnering with American Family Radio, and now it's our turn. You know, Don said, my turn. Well,
yeah.
Guess what? It's our turn to be a partner and continue the ministry of AFR. And we know what's going on. We know that Milton is bearing down on Florida. 8 Days of Hope will be there. Samaritan's Purse will be there. But guess what? AFR is one of those ministries that just promote those and say thank you and help those. So, yes, we want you to give. Samaritan's Purse, 8 Days of Hope. Man, I think you ought to help them financially, just like, you know, we can't be there, but we can send our money ahead. But when you give some of that to AFR, I just want to tell you, it makes it possible even for Samaritan's Purse and 8 Days of Hope for there to continue and extend their ministry. So giving to AFR, it's compounded is what I say. It not only helps us, but it helps the ministries, just like your ministry. You have 100 and something stations that your program is aired on, and they hear it. If there was not an AFR, those programs would not be going out to those people who are listening. So
right.
The money you give to AFR, I'd say it's compound. You know, you've heard of compound interest. I think we could say the money you give to AFR is compounded to help others.
Amen. You know, I think about the people in Florida. Some are staying. I have some friends there saying, hey, we're gonna hunker down for the storm. Many have left, and you know, Jenna got out, lives in Florida. And so many have left, but some are still there. And we're praying for those people, because that comes on the heels of the last storm, Helene, which didn't seem to pound Florida as bad as it pounded the Carolinas. But anyway, people wonder, and you get the liberals out saying, see, this is just another piece of evidence that the climate is changing and we need to go green quicker and all this stuff. And I just want to encourage people, hey, go to Amos chapter 4. Amos chapter 4, the Lord talks about when he does things that cause calamity. It's to get you to return to him.
Amen.
And he says repeatedly, I did this, and yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. And so God is bringing these things, I believe, Bert, upon America to get us to repent. And the things may be traumatic and tragic, yes, but they're given in love because God is saying, hey, the storm of my judgment is coming and it's going to be severe. And there is the ark of safety known as the Lord Jesus. And if you'll turn from sin and turn to me, then that's what I am after.
This is what God wants. God wants us to revive again, church. Those of you that are Christians, followers of Christ, let's be God's agents here at this strategic time. And you can do that by giving to AFR here on this Share-a-thon. The number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One time in the past, when I used to kind of spearhead what we do with our semi-annual share-a-thons, we used to have it in a very tight kind of environment room. It was very small compared to what we have today. And there was generally, by the time we got going, you might say it was organized chaos because you had phones ringing and you had people all around. And of course, we didn't do anything on computer monitors. Everything was done with a pen and paper and so forth. So, there was a lot of camaraderie, but, you know, there was just a lot of confusion, if you will, going on at the same time. It was glorious confusion, but it was confusing. And I never will forget that in the midst of all of the hubbub, the sounds that were going on all around us, I happened to notice out of the corner of my eye that off in one corner of the room, there was Don. And I knew that he had had one of his grandsons and that he had brought him in with him. And he just kind of, you know, was sitting there in his own world with this grandchild, with all of this going on around us. And he was just sitting there changing his diaper and totally oblivious to everything else. And I've always thought that that was such a, you know, just a important moment. And it captured what he really was about as a leader of a ministry like the American Family Association. That, you know, hey, this was an important part time for us. This is how we raised a lot of the monies that allowed us to do the job that we were called to do at this ministry. And what the Lord's purpose behind this mission was. But all of that was secondary to that child right then and right there. Because to him, that was the most important person in his life. And to me, that epitomizes what a Don Wildman is all about.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Rebecca from Mississippi, the Lord has blessed me so much through y'all's radio station. 2 years ago, my husband left and kind of just threw my kids and my world upside down. I've just heard the Lord say through confirmation just to wait on him, you know, and I don't know what the waiting is for, but He has been so prevalent in our lives, and when I'm just really about to just break and just bawl my eyes out, even at work, I'll turn on the radio, and one of y'all's people will say, you know, just wait on the Lord, and he'll give you rest, and it just confirms again that the Lord is using y'all so prevalently in this world. My kids and I are so thankful for you, and we love your news and everything that y'all give out. We know that we can trust every single thing that y'all say to be true and honest and to the glory of God. I'm just blessed by y'all, and I want to say thank you.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with my good friend Bert Harper. And it is Fall Share-a-thon Founders Day, and the Founders Day Challenge is a $50,000 challenge, and we would love for you, if you haven't given yet, to come and be a part of this as we support the ministry of American Family Association, American Family Radio. Now, the theme verse for Founders or for this Fall Share-a-thon, Psalm 85, 6 and 7, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?" And then this statement, "Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." Hey, Bert, when I think about that, you know, we know from the scripture that God loves us. But I think that's one of the things the devil attacks us on, especially when we're down, when we're hurting, when things aren't going right. He tells us God doesn't love us anymore. And so I think as a Christian, we walk by faith and not by sight. So we say, "Lord, I know you love me, but will you show me in a special way your unfailing love?" I think that's important.
I agree. And a lot of times it's people that you are connected with or not connected with that do that. Just a word. I don't know about you, but when people come in and they say something about a sermon I preached or a message or whatever, and some of them, you know, you can tell that, "Oh, it's a good sermon, preacher. Good, it's solid." Like people line up after a ball game, they hold their hands up and they say, "Good game, good game." Sometimes I felt, "Good sermon, good sermon." But then but then somebody comes along and they'll say, "Hey, Brother Bert, I just want to tell you, where I am right now, that scripture that you used today has helped me." I want to tell you that that is the reality of the Word of God. And the Word of God, how did David encourage himself? I think he encouraged himself in the Psalms that he had written in the past about how God's faithfulness, he is that good shepherd. And so we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord so much. And I just want to say this. I want to say this real quickly, because if I don't, my mind is one of those, if I let it pass, it's gone. But remember that little clip that we hear right when we come in, his prayer with that everybody would have access to AFR.
Uh-huh.
Well, they shut the radio expansion down quite a bit because they had rules that came up, and I don't think they're going to use it against George Soros as he's trying to buy up stations. That's another story for another day. But they started clamping down on making it harder and harder for AFR to expand. And so that's when Brother Don saw about the internet. He went to the internet, and now because of the internet, the podcast, that access to AFR, to just about everybody, it's a real reality. And God answered his prayer through how? Through difficulty of the FCC saying, "No, you can't have this radio station. No, you can't go any further." And so he turned to another direction, and through that direction, there's more people that have access than ever before. Is that not the hand of God, Jeff?
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, if you're listening and you haven't yet downloaded the AFR app, I would encourage you to do it, because not only can you listen to whatever you want to listen to on demand, but you can listen live. And so, you know, sometimes, Bert, you may be driving in the area where you are. You don't have access to American Family Radio, but you do through the app.
That's right. And so this is what we've been doing. This is what we've done with the money that's been given in the past. We have widened our scope of availability, and we're going to continue to look at that and see what can we do to make it more accessible than it is now, because we want as many people as we can to know the truth about Jesus Christ. That's one of the mission, part of our mission statement. At the end, it does say to aid the church in or abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. AFR has that as part one of its purpose, its mission statement. So when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net, you are extending the availability of AFR to others, that others may hear the truth and develop this information that will help them to have a biblical worldview.
Bert, something you said earlier, you know, as far as the mission of American Family Association to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission, you know, you had mentioned that some churches have gone off the rails theologically, and people need to really be careful because, you know, just going to church is that's not the be all end all. You need to go to a Bible believing, Bible preaching, Bible practicing church. And no church is perfect, as we said yesterday, but churches need to be genuine. And if you're not hearing the truth, just like you wouldn't go to a restaurant that had a little bit of rotten food in there or poison in there, don't go to a church that's not giving you the pure milk of the word.
Amen. And I just want to tell you, we get quite a, Alex and I get some quite a bit of information, emails and different things asking us, okay, I've just moved to a certain location, a certain place. Can you tell me of a good church? Well, Alex has been a lot of places, you know, and he can answer that most of the time. A lot of times I don't know. If they have a website, I get on a website and I try to look at their mission statement, look at their doctrine of belief, and make an evaluation. And what I usually tell folks, try it out and listen carefully. But if they're not teaching and preaching the Word of God, if they're not standing on a biblical worldview, and if they're not missional, I just want to tell you, I would look elsewhere, and I'd do my best to find one. And sometimes you have to go to a church that if there's not one available because where you are that you would love to be a part of and agrees with you personally, I would just say, hey, worship there, but know how to spit out the briars, you know?
Right.
You know, that sometimes you have to say, no. Nope. Now, you don't take the Word of God and do it that way, but I'm talking about man's interpretation of what they say about the Word of God. God can develop you, and that's part of a job of a pastor, to equip the saints to be able to make those kind of calls, Jeff.
He really can. And, you know, we don't have to agree on everything, because for most of us, that as you study the Bible, there are spine issues that are critical that we agree upon, salvation and things associated with that. Then there are rib issues that aren't deal breakers. So I have some really great friends that I learn a lot from that are Calvinists. I'm not a Calvinist, and I don't believe those. I believe that the gospel is for everyone, and whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, and that Jesus didn't just die for a select few. He died for everyone. We can disagree on that, but still be in fellowship. So as you as you think about your church, you don't have to agree on every point. Your pastor may believe differently about end times than you do. That can be okay. But on the main things, that needs to be solid.
Amen, brother. Listen, let me just give this promotion, Truth for Today. And you do an excellent job. You have helped me and Jan in listening to you to hear what's going on in the, like the Southern Baptist Convention, me not being a pastor all the time and that, and, you know, going to all the meetings and hearing all the things. I'm not as up on it as I once was when I was pastoring full time. But you have equipped a lot of people in churches, leaders in churches, members in churches, through your program, Jeff, to help us to know what's going on so we can, just like we ask people to register and vote here in America, we're asking people, hey, in your local church, be kind and do it right. But if there's a concern, a legitimate, that's an important word, isn't it? Legitimate concern,
right?
Not the color of the carpet and not necessarily the setting of the thermostat, but if it's on the doctrines that really matter concerning salvation, concerning identity, male and female, make your voice heard. Those are vital in our day. So when you make a pledge to AFR, you're helping to equip saints in many churches to be able to articulate spiritual truth to those that need to hear it. So you can make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net.
You know, one thing, we were talking about the differences between Don Wildman and Tim Wildman and different personalities, and God uses all of us. You don't have to have a certain personality type in order to be the leader and do great things. But one of the things that Don and Tim have in common is they hold the line on biblical fidelity, and if anybody gets out of bounds, they're going to get called out. And just, you know, I was thinking, Bert, about the situation with Alistair Begg, and and Tim jumped on that and said, hey, we want to talk to you about things. And the conversations didn't go all that well, and so they had to part ways. But I appreciate that about Tim. Now, some people may not like it, but listen, we need to continue to hold the line on biblical fidelity.
You really do. And it's a hard decision. It really is. And when you're in a leadership position in a ministry like AFR, you don't do it you make the decisions and talk one-on-one. But then when the decision is made, it's way out there. And some people say, oh, that wasn't as important as I think it should be. Well, listen, there are some important issues. And the issue of identity, and that's the issue of God in our identity in creation. He made us male and female. The idea of marriage, that it is between a man and a woman, listen, that if that's not true, it distorts just so much of the Bible that you can't even believe the Bible if that's not true. If marriage is not between a man and a woman, what about the bride? What about the groom? And so I agree with you. It is tough to make those decisions, but Tim has come through, and he is backed up by some good leadership here at AFR that encourages him to stand, and he has, and I thank God for it.
Well, if some of our listeners haven't watched the excellent movies that have come out from American Family Association, I think about The God Who Speaks, or documentaries. The God Who Speaks tells us about the Bible and how we can trust the Bible, and then In His Image, which is a great story with following, highlighting the lives of three people and how they went into transgenderism and how they came out. And In His Image is a movie that I think many parents and students, probably middle school on up, need to watch together as a family to hear the truth and to be solid in the truth.
It would equip you. Those are equipping. They are equipping. And when you make your pledge at 877-616-2396, you are helping equip others because of the radio, but also because of the extension of the ministry of AFR to the studios, to the stand, the magazine. You're helping to extend that, to make that biblical worldview more accessible and training. That's part of the equipping. And when you call 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net, listen, you are making that possible. So we want you to join us in this challenge, Founders Day challenge, to say, listen, what Don Wildman started, we want to continue.
Amen. And then the theme for Fall Share-a-thon, Psalm 85, 6 and 7, will you not revive us again, Lord, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. And so maybe today you say, God, I really need you to show me in a new and fresh and specific way that you love me. I have a lady in our church, dear lady, Jana Mayo, and she calls those, you know, when God does something just little But it's his way of saying, I know exactly what you're going through. I know where you are. I haven't forgotten you. And she calls those God winks. And I love that because, you know, when God does something big, we love it. And it's so awesome. But when he does those little things, it lets us know that he is truly intimately acquainted with all our ways. And he knows the numbers of hairs on our heads. And God is a God of, he's just the God of the magnificent and the God of the minute. And so here's a prayer to pray also. Psalm 86, verse 17, show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. God wants you to show you his love today.